Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? Wait. Can you guys hear me? Oh, did it work? Elon, it works? Okay. By the way, my room immediately landed on my face on the screen. Shirtless Bugman! Yeah, can you see the birds? Yeah. They're not chickens, I think. They're birds. They're in the trees. Yeah, the birds. Where are they? What? It sounds like there's so many. It's only one tree. It's only one tree. Here, who? Here, not. And the birds. Where are they? Where are they? Oh, that was a bug, but it was just my hair. Okay. Is a little, is there a dying, maybe a dying cat? One chicken, a bird? Oh, really? Oh, the sparrows? Or just the sand of sparrows? Wait. Shit, pop, pop. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be like a bug going into my mouth for anything. What's an M80? Have I tried up? I'm looking up. The popping was coming from. Wait, was it the birds? Oh, why did I suddenly stop? Oh, now they're talking again. They're gossiping. Also, they're sparrows. And are they still here in a room with generic outdoor sound field and speaker? How do you know? How'd you know? Can you try to raise up the birds like the birding games? Like, what did I say? Hey, Burby girl, you come here often? Cause have you fell down? Cause you look like you were from heaven, babe. Explosives? No, I'm not gonna explode the birds. Are these small round birds? I don't know. I can't see them. They're hidden in the tree. She's close enough, right? It's still better than cancer, okay? It's still better than the cancer one I did. There is a god. There'll be an alien featuring your only one and only none, yeah. Yeah, you're from America, because I know about that one. What the fuck happened to your face? I'm getting confused with them. A small and round? There's so many small and round birds. Why would I see them? I can't see them. They're in the tree. They're pretty high up. I'm scared that if I look up, there's going to be a bug that fell down. They are really hidden. That's a low bar. Wow. You know, it'd be good like to use them for the Gunflu's avatar. I got that riz. I got the bird riz. Are you a cardinal? Because every time I see you, my heart takes flight. Oh, wait, that's good. That's good. Maybe I should have done that one. Hey, little birdie. Are you a cardinal? Because every time I see you, my heart takes flight. You know, it's kind of embarrassing to say that because, like, there's so many cards going around that, like, I don't want them to actually, I don't want the normal. From you see, hear me. So maybe I shouldn't have said it not like that. Do you believe in love at first tweet? Oh, maybe I should actually be quiet because I don't want anyone to hear me. I feel embarrassed. That was embarrassing. Oh! Oh, they're so cute! I see them! They're making out! Oh my god, they're little horny birds. Aww! Are they round? I have no idea. Or not. They look small. Oh, why didn't it flew away after making out? Damn. Just a hit and go. The other bird looked really confused. Oh, he's calling the other bird. He looks so confused. He looks all awkward. Oh, now he left. Take a video when you see it. I can't, they left. And also, like, I need to have everything on. I had four separate instances of spiders crawling on me and disappearing the moment I try to get them off. Yeah, I know, right? They're ninjas. And I saw the fence going, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. Who's the cringe bunny in her garden? Why? To go inside right now, she screams at the top of her lungs. No, I'm not gonna scream. The first time seeing birds, I heard all birds I heard all before. Okay, it's not like it's my first time being outdoors, but it's the first time seeing the birds living at my home. I go, Becky, let me smash. Where did the bird go? Ah, one of them flew somewhere. They're out of my viewpoint. Where did they go? Did the bird have more ribs? What do you mean? The bird's gonna like probably went somewhere. They didn't enjoy their first date. Or are they brother and sisters? But how do you tell if like a bird is a boy or a girl? Is there like a tiny bird peen? And now the burp drama though. Big X on that one, wow. Becky used to think Montana big. Becky used to let me smash. What? No, I don't think so. Wait, so birds don't have? They have two peckers. There's no plumage. But how do you fuck with plumage? For instance, the birds are making out, possibly. Called sexual dimorphism. What was that? Generally, color bird colors and size differs. You feel them and tell by the shape of their heads. But how do they like make babies then? Different genders look different. A lot of birds have different colors for males and females. Often the brighter colored ones are males, the duller colored ones are often females. Yeah, I knew about that one. And so, he's not doing a voice. Like, I saw the video, the original Becky video. I just forgot how to do it. It's hard. It's when a male. Oh, but then what about the genitals? Oh, it does because the genitals again? It's because I want to know how, like, they would fuck. Like, wouldn't it be like a bird peen? You should Google that. Should I Google sparrow penises? Quackas? Males usually have cocoa protrusion during mating season. What is that? They make love telepathically? That's kind of yubby. You know, like, imagine, like, you're sitting down and then you casually go, yeah, bug! Oh, it's a butterfly. You casually, like, you know, just sitting down doing your own thing, be at school or something, and then suddenly sex unfucked you, and then now you're pregnant. You know, we're so unsure. It's not the first time Virginia has been. This is not the first time Virginia has been uncomfortable. All right. Your pocket FBI agent's gonna have a field day. It's okay. It's not the first time. I got a notification for Mizuki's birthday. It's like for Hatsune Miku colorful stage, and I'm like, damn. Too bad I'm on money saving time. I cannot get her. Or not get her, or him or them. Get them. Well, there's an hygiene income. Right? Wait, hold on, let me see. I know, right? Ducks have that squirt crew peen. How do other birds have that kind of peen? Let me look up sparrow peen. Sparrow penis. Images. What, I got like a pretty red butthole. Oh, so hard. These are like low quality images. And now it doesn't look like a penis. That looks like a hawk is like taking a shit. This bird is just like looking at his red ass. Is the red circle thingy the bird peen? The bird released the comb? I assume so. They're crazy? Yeah, I mean, I saw, like, duck penises all the time. So that one doesn't really matter to me. I want to know about the other birds. Yeah. Can animals have macro penis? Have you seen the effort to track the mate? Imagine doing all that, and I know, you can't even get in. That's pretty rough. The scientific purpose is here. It's the main copy piece for you guys. Yeah. I should quiet. Oh, that's true. Yeah. I should also be quiet. I can't help myself being curious. Okay, I'm a little curious. Oh, the brisk suddenly stopped talking. I think I creeped out the birds. why is it so quiet? I didn't mean to talk about your small. I just very. It's very. I'm pretty sure your peens. Are very well endowed birds. I would hate to see her switch his turn away me. Birds can have feet big enough to make it hard to fly. That's true. Yeah, that's true. It needs to be aerodynamic. The birds got offended. I said, good, you know what I mean? Right. I kinda. Man, the bird understood me. I'm sorry. I was just curious. Where did you guys go? Did they leave? Damn, yeah, no bird risk. I thought they wouldn't understand. I thought they didn't understand English. You're creeping down, staring at them while they they weren't fucking. They were giving little pecks to each other. Yeah, stuck his back about us to bird. Imagine a buffalo peeing on a bird, I know, right? You hear she actually turned away from the photo. Some birds are polyglots, are they? That's true, they do travel more than me. They probably understand more languages than me. I'm sorry. It's really awkward, like the birds like come by just to shit on me or something. Just to their way of talking shit. Yeah, now it's 2023. Lots of animals understand English. I'm sorry, it's just like, you know, back in my day, animals didn't really know that much English. And you don't see what you see duck peeing all the time. I mean, I didn't see duck peeing all the time, but I saw like a lot of videos on it, okay? I had a phase where I was curious about researching on animal peens and stuff. Yeah, blue and yellow. Mr. Beautyface, why the poopy? Why the poopy? Thank you, Mr. Beautyface. Maybe it's time to head inside your interview with this sexton. I know. But I have 15 more minutes. I have 15 more minutes until I can end it. Yeah, I love videos. And... Well, I used to, like, share animal fucking... Oh, wait, no, there's a car. Never mind. Hold on. Okay, I used to watch, like, a lot of animal fucking videos with my friends back in university. I showed my friends a whole bunch of really weird animal prawns. It was kind of funny to see their reaction. Wait, no, there's another car. Oh, shit, it was... Okay, no, it was this one. Okay. Yeah. No, my friends, that's who I really am. Sure, no, no. Reflexes took over, Izzy. And you're gonna sit animal. So, like, sit research animal mating after this space, I'm sure. I mean, you see animals long for the first time, and it's your first time. It's something like, wait, there's like that, then. Which then turned to further research. Yeah, it turned to little, you know, further research. When we do, it's called a kink. When scientists, it's called an area of interest. Exactly. I'm just researching. Yeah. Like, not really animal porn, but there's like a YouTube educational video series that's kind of like a bit weird called Green Porno. And it's like educational and like, wait, let me like burp. Excuse me. And it was kind of funny because like a lady wearing like different animal suits and then showing like how other animals fuck. She'd be like, oh, I I'm a snail. And then like, oh, it is, and I am horny. And then like, oh, there is my other mate, another snail. And then they got like, yeah, yeah, Isabella Rosalini's green porno. Yeah, the green porno, they're great. And then like, I do a little sword fight with them, poke, and it does hurt. But I love the pain. And she's like, and stuff like that. It's like, it's kind of funny. And my show is, turn and turn way back. Yeah. It's great. I'm a research and doctor. I started late inflation fanfic on TV. It's an area of interest. How's the temperature though? Did someone already ask you? Oh, yeah. It's like, luckily it's not too hot, but then I'm also under the shade. So luckily it's not too bad. But yeah, I thought it was going to be like a bit more hotter. Wait, is that? I hear a little flapping. Hopefully, that's a flap of a bird. Did a bird go over there? Oh no, it's just the wind. Ah, it's so hot. Never mind. Back into the shade I go. Cause on YouTube channel, it's an educational one. I sound like I heard it before. It's great. It's great. Go back on the Imata because of that video showcase. Worth it? Yeah, it's worth. It was worth it. It was worth it, man. It's so good. If you guys get a chance to check out Green Porno, it's great. It's great. It's so great. Whew. Yeah, after this Twitter space, I'ma take a nap and stuff before a Minecraft stream. And yeah. Wait. At least I can see like my nails in the sunlight. I did a good job with my nails. I made it like a little pink-white gradient, so it looks like a French nail, but not really. It's aesthetic. Took a very good car. Yeah, that would be really good. That was the Frank who makes funny true facts voiceover animals. Oh, really? The 4-year nap. I mean, like, I already took a bath. I don't think I'm that dirty from going outside for a little bit. So I should be good. I should be good. So the regular kind of things, the regular kind of animal porn. It ain't a hassle. It's kind of fun. It's kind of therapeutic. And it's aesthetic. It also helps me, like, grow my nails a bit longer. Because, like, I tend to bite them when I see my nails. Is it kind of food? I should eat. I should eat. I've been, like, fucking up on my diet a bit. Because I have to, like, I'm trying to, like, eat a bit of sugar here and there so that hopefully I can just do the drunk stream soon, but I'll just have to see when I'm able to do it also because I think I'm for some reason I have like low blood sugar lately, luckily there's just no more nausea. But I had like a little bit of dizziness here and there. You feel the bioreactor? Yeah. Eek, bug. Okay. Make sure no bugs stick inside while you re-enter. Body containment to your own emergency bedroom. I know, right? No. Insects and grass are non-aesthetic. Yeah. Okay. Hypokalemia. I think so. I don't know. That's what I saw. I'm trying to like follow what they're telling me. Like drink more water. Eat a bit more sugar, and then and try to like eat a bit more throughout the day. Yeah, true. It's like a rare occurrence. Or just for the doctor, it's cause like a what is it? I don't really know whether I'm anemic or anything either. It was like a it's cause like a on during like the day when I did Project Zomboid, I felt like a lot of like dizziness and nausea. And when I try to look up what it could be, they like either it's an anxiety attack or either it's like a low blood pressure. I think it's between those two. Cause I don't think the other stuff that they listed apply to me. Yeah. But I did have a little blood pressure machine thingy. And I took it the next day when I felt a bit better, and then and I saw I was like it got like, luckily, it was, like, up to, like, the low 100, but still normal range. And that visit, he leaves my door open longer than necessary. And I know, right? Me too. I'm like, my room is like, close to the garage. So then, like, bugs usually come in the garage, and I hate it. And there's an insect that can also help with royal flush debuff. Real point that my cousin did it. It goes out. Oh, really? I didn't go to a doctor. I can't afford going to a doctor. Yeah, I'm a meme. Yeah. So I don't really know. I can't really afford a doctor at the moment, so I'm gonna hold off on it until like maybe next year and stuff. So that's why I can't. Yeah. The blood test can't rule out that one, true. Yeah, I need to like check it out and stuff and see. Cause I don't know what caused it, cause it was like the first time it happened to me, so it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit scary. But it's like, it's fine. I felt better. It's like, I'm only feeling like a little bit dizzy here and there. But it should be good. I was like, they went open in the evening and night, then complain about the massive influx of mosquitoes, right? It's like, just close it. Just close it all. My, like, every single time, like, there's always another spider living in the wind, within the windowsill from my room. So then there's always, if I were to open my window, like spiders would go in, and I do not want that. Yeah. Oh, full of bugs at night. Oh, rip. Yeah, doctors are expensive, for real, for real. Yeah, and right now I'm trying to like save up money and stuff for a trip. So I can't spend money. Otherwise I'll be kind of screwed. No, I don't like my spider homies. Come on, placing no bug policy? Yeah, fuck the bugs. You got other insects for you? But they're freaky! I always get bit by them, they always crawl on my body! Like every single time I see a spider disappear, the next day, they always climb onto my leg or something, and I woke up with like, what was that? A leaf, okay. They would climb onto like a, and I would freak out. I would freak out. And stuff. Oh, they'll kill everything else. They'll kill me too. They'll kill me too. I can't handle killing out everything else. I cannot handle killing all the spiders, okay? Now they're. I know. I do have a screen. They crawl in. They crawled in. They went past. They bypassed my screen and they're like in between the screen and the windowsill. I'm not over exaggerating. It happened way too many times. I hate it. Just place a kill fire is fine. You know, when you're outside, you're always 3 feet. Oi. I still have only 5 more minutes left. I'm almost done. I can tell the issue of you that alone, that's true. Yeah, what about good drinking and other symptoms you feel? Yeah, like before it was like a dizziness and nausea. And then like when I looked it up, there were like only a couple of stuff, so yeah. So luckily, I think but the eating sweets did help a bit. Yeah, that pressed the no, it felt pretty long for me. He said, like, you just said, like, no, I'm not gonna pet them. I'm not gonna pet them. I'll eat them. I'll kill them. I hate them. I know it's gonna be like, yeah, I got cancer. No. Yeah, but then like, I also got, like, a pimple lately, too. Like, a really painful pimple on my forehead. So, I don't know if I, like, may got bitten by a bug and then get having some side effects either. Because, like, it also, like, kind of came at the same time as a dizziness nausea. So, I don't really know. For fuzzy furry friends. So, no. I hate it. I don't want it. Yeah, like, I know how to handle acne and stuff. I just don't know whether, like, it is just, like, a pimple and stuff, or if, like, something actually bit me. Or things like that. Like, I am hardcore on skincare. It's just, I had it, like, the same, like, my pimple developed the same day that, like, I got dizzy and nauseous. So I don't know if it's, like, something bit me, or if, like, that is one of it, or just, like, an unfortunate line of events that happen at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I really hope it's not a bug bite, though. But I'll see what happens after a few days. How it's too. If it'll happen to more pimples, so maybe it's just a pimple. But I also don't know if it's also because of if it's like my body going through like a little bit of stress and then it causes a pimple to break out. I know, it's gonna get super non soon. Yeah, maybe the stress got like it's not acne because it's like not like a giant patch of pimples or anything, but it's like just one lump. Yeah, probably like flare up. Yeah, I need to go major allergy. Wait, those things bit me all the way up and over. Wait, what's it? What are those? When I go outside in the grass, I have no idea. What are those? Yeah, stress do give you that. If your body go under stress, it can cause you to break out. Hey, but I gotta catch the ball. No! Oh, we got 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes and I can end it. I can end it in 2 more minutes. Oh, it's getting hot. Ew. Just need to survive for 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Because maybe for... It also, I assume, it's kind of frequent. Yeah. Sounds to be... Okay, wait. What does that sound? Oh, context. Oh, no. A little better. Yeah, it's almost... Wait, was I muted? Was I muted? Hello, hello? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? I said I would be outside for an hour. Not entertaining y'all for an hour. Okay. You guys can hear me? Okay. But earlier, oh really? I've been muting and restarting spaces or something else? No! I didn't say I would entertain you guys for an hour. I was still outside. I was still outside. Okay, I've heard it earlier. Okay. Plans change? Too bad! That's in the last sentence. Cut out for no reason, not now? Okay. Yeah, I'm stingy! I only promise what I, like, exactly what I am supposed to deliver. And also, I also did, like, a little pre-chat. In the outside, too. I still, like, typed in stuff for you guys. Ah! It's over! It's over! We're done! We're done! We're done! I'm out! I'll see you guys later at, like, I don't know, the Minecraft stream tonight. So, Bye-bye! I'm outie! I'm done! Mission accomplished!